about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, are you still doing your daily activities? Yes, I hope that you are still doing it, and just make sure that this must be better than yesterday. And you must also consider that what you are doing right now, I mean, that is better than yesterday, and tomorrow you must be much better than today's activity that you do. That means that every day, day by day, every week, every month, we must have such better improvement, better progress of our activities. Maybe our skill, our capabilities, or even, you know, the skills that we should automatically be improved. And building capacity is also a vital thing that we have to do it. Yes, that's great. Well, talking about, you know, motivation or hope, and even about the target or goals, this also must be based on the enthusiasm of what we do. So related to this, we have also our another wise word, namely quote of the day. Well, quote of the day for today is now from Bung Tomo. He said, "One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place." Bung Tomo is a national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through secular struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity.
the Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the average Indonesian produces around 0.7 kilograms of waste per day. Almost 10 million people live in Jakarta. That's a whole lot of waste. Bantar Gebang is 40 kilometers west of Jakarta. It's Indonesia's largest landfill. They process around 8,000 tons of rubbish every day. Around 18,000 families call it home. According to locals, some scavengers take 15 to 20 paracetamol at a time. Grueling days are spent picking through decaying food scraps and glistening coloured plastics. Most make less than $10 per day. On the 30th of January, 2019, Reza Bonard spoke to a room full of professionals, diplomats and journalists on the 42nd floor of Jakarta's World Trade Center. The event was held by the professional women's group from the British Chamber of Commerce, Indonesia. At the front of the room, standing about 5 foot tall, she spoke clearly and confidently in English, her second language. It was strong enough to be well understood, but flawed enough to hold strong Indonesian character.
Okay, my name is Reza. I grew up in Bantar Gebang. People call me Princess of the Down. Countless places. I don't have bracelets. I don't have a crown, so I'm just Reza from Bantar Gebang. The best dump ever, this is how we call our program, our project in Bantar Gebang.
Reza is from West Sumatra. Her family moved to Bantar Gebang when she was just a little girl. They watched it transform from rice paddies to wasteland. Reza's 18-year-old sister, Ian, told me the hardest part about being from Bantar Gebang is the way that people treat you. Reza told me why her parents decided to move to the area.
My home, you can feel like the truck is queuing for hours just to load the rubbish. Before, 24 years ago, it was the beautiful rice field. So in front of my home and beside my home. The reason why my parents bought this land, because my parents want me to experience to live nearby the rice field.
Reza Bonard was picked on in school. Her shoes smelt like cat poo. Despite hardship, she was able to receive a university education in Depok.
I was lucky. I got my foster parents from the UK, so I got scholarship to study in the university. Otherwise, I couldn't speak in front of you today because I don't know anything about English, how to say. Even my English is broken, but I'm very confident to speak in front of you.
She's enjoyed a fruitful career in technology and she's an activist. She's passionate about women, children and education in Indonesia. That's why she founded BGBG, an activity centre across hostel. The name directly translates to Seeds of Bantar Gebang. She's giving back to her community.
If you're like, why you climb Bantar Gebang as the best dump ever? Because we say it like, if people call this place as like nasty, disgusting, stinky. Me, the one who grew up in Bantar Gebang, this is the best place, the best dump. Because I can grow up here, I met my foster parents in Bantar Gebang, because of my broken English, and then we have BGBG, the place to motivate the children to never scare, to dream high.
BGBG describes itself as a hostel and hub, or the kingdom of Bantar Gebang. Foreigners and Indonesians stay at the dump and volunteer. Carpenters build facilities and students teach English.
Send your waste to Bantar Gebang, your rubbish to Bantar Gebang. So come to Bantar Gebang and clean it.
Reza says all of the children from BGBG are like her brothers and sisters, but she also has one biological sister.
I told the children many times, if you have problem at school, no matter public or private, I will come to talk to the principal. Because happened to my sister Ian before, she has no birth certificate, elementary school. I went to the school, talked to principal. This girl lived with me. I'm the one who pay for her school, and then she has no birth certificate. But
she needs education and I want her in the best school. And then the principal said to me, yeah, but we need birth certificate. I said, with or without birth certificate, she needs education.
Now, Reza's sister Ian studies international relations at the Institute of Social and Political Science in Jakarta. Every weekend, she travels by train and motorbike rideshare to Bunta Gebang. She helps teach English classes during the weekend. I asked her how she feels about coming from Bunta Gebang.
I'm happy for like when I grow up and then I like we have like teachers who tell us about like it doesn't matter where we're from, if we do work hard and then we believe that we can make it, because like in DGBG they always tell it's not about money, it's about like you treat other people nicer.
If you're interested in volunteering and visiting the dump, or to contribute something to the BGBG project, you can find out more at bgbg.org. But if you do go and visit, please don't hold your nose, because to Ian and Reza, it's the best dump in the world.
Yakini dirimu, hati ini. selalu terbayang dan setiap kenangan yang tak pernah bisa hilang walau sekejap. Ingin selalu dekat denganmu dengan hati berpisah, lalu dalam dekatmu setiap saat. Oh kasih, janganlah pergi, tetaplah kau selalu di sini. Jangan biarkan diri sendiri, harus tidak berpikir. Kasih, janganlah pergi, tetaplah kau selalu di sini. Jangan biarkan
lakukan saat-saat yang indah seperti itu. Dan kau tahu ku selalu mencintaimu, tuang keraguanmu kau selalu di hatiku. Begitu
learning about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting months. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Dulu waktu umur 12 tahun sudah, aku pernah ingin merasakan apa itu cinta. Tapi ku tak tahu bagaimana ku memulai. Kadang ada perasaan yang tak bisa ku jelaskan.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels.
no matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudia Arau, performed by Nurul Fadila Hamid. Enjoy.
Oh,
Here is the news. Indonesia and Japan are expanding cooperation in the startup sector, digital economy, green industry, and workforce capacity building. Deputy for the Coordination of International Economic Cooperation at the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Edi Priyo Pambudi, in a statement on Wednesday pointed out that Japan is a tomodachi, a trade friend of Indonesia. He said the government appreciated Japan's initiative to establish several new collaborations, especially in the digital economy sector by developing artificial intelligence. Trade Minister Budi Santoso is targeting to complete the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or IEU-CEPA, negotiations in the first half of this year. He informed that currently several technical issues are being negotiated. Santoso Wednesday conveyed the plan for the next negotiation is next week, so hopefully in the first semester of this year it will be completed. That's news.
Jalannya telah berbeda.